Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, yeah, my name's Rita, and, you know, I just really wanted to talk to you all. I went on this date that I thought was amazing. I met this guy, and we just really connected, and we had such a beautiful, beautiful first date, and it just was an amazing way to get to know him. And now I'm just, like, really feeling abandoned. Like, I mean, he hasn't responded to any of my calls or my texts. I have really been reaching out because we made such a great connection, and I've been, like, crying for, like, the past few days about this guy, because, like, our souls just really, you know, really were speaking to each other that night. I need your help. I need your help to figure out why this guy is just ghosting me.
Well, I will tell you, Woody, this is probably one of the first times when it was all explained before we even said anything.
Yeah, we didn't even have to ask a question.
Okay, Rita, what is his name?
His name is Dan.
Well, Rita, you sound like you're crying a little bit. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just get really, like, emotional when I'm talking about this. Like, I've been talking, like, and crying about him for, like, 5 days.
You're really good at it.
Dan left quite the impression after one date.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm from Yellow Springs.
I love people who live in Yellow Springs.
Dave Chappelle's from there, yeah, right?
I know. I mean, well, they're so in touch with
stuff. Yeah.
You know, let's help her.
All right, let's give Dan a call.
It's the K99.1 FM, 730, second date update.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
That's Dan.
Hi.
So we
he didn't
him.
Pick up on that at all, did he?
No, he didn't.
We called you, Dan. That's what you're supposed to say. Who's this?
Yeah, well, who's this?
There you go. You're catching on, Dan. This is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
What? Why?
Well, because we do something on our morning show here at K99.1 FM where a couple has gone out on one date. One of the couple wants to go on another date, but they can't seem to get hold of the first person.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So we just got off the phone with Rita. Said she went on her first date. She's pretty torn up, wasn't she, Nancy?
She was kind of crying and very, very chatty. She dug you. Uh-huh.
Well, what happened, Dan?
Well, listen, I don't think I want to get into it, to be honest with you.
She called us, man. You might as well just lay it all out there. She called us wanting our help, so.
Okay. What kind of radio station is this?
It's a country station.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. I only listen to metal. I don't listen to country.
Dan, just go ahead and tell us. What happened on the date?
Well, we went out to dinner, and she was pretty cute, so I was like, this is great. And she got there first, so I sat down, and we had dinner, and at some point in time, she got up to go to the restroom, and she was wearing shorts, which, you know, was already weird because it's winter. And then I thought she had, like, leggings on, but they weren't leggings. They were her hair. It was just human hair that was going all down her legs like Chewbacca.
It's winter time, so?
Putting that winter coat on.
Her hair, though. She was so hairy that it was like she had sweater legs.
What, you're not hairy?
I am hairy, yeah, but it's just a personal thing. Like, this is why I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want to get in trouble, but there are certain things that I like and certain things that make me uncomfortable, and I like my women to have their legs shaved. Sorry.
Don't apologize, be you.
Yeah, so that's kind of a deal breaker for me. Also, she was kind of weird.
What do you mean by that, Dan?
I mean, she was talking about the stars and destiny, and it was just all a little too much for a first date.
Well, she really did like you.
Yeah, I got that.
And apparently the feeling was not mutual?
The feeling was not mutual, yeah. I'm looking for a girl who just drinks beer and shaves her legs.
Wait, Dan, you just... I can't believe this. You told me that whole night that you said that looks didn't matter and that you didn't care and that you just wanted someone with a great personality. And I cannot believe that you were just a completely different person than you were that night. I can't. I mean, this track, this is the kind of man I always fall for. Someone who says something nice to your face and then they just leave you hanging.
What is going on? What is going on?
That's Rita, Dan. She's been listening in the entire time.
Oh, great. That's great. Wait, so you guys have me on a conference call with her?
I was listening the whole time.
I just, Rita, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but it just didn't work out for me. And you've texted me like 70 million times.
Yeah, because I thought that we had a really good connection.
Yeah, well, Rita, you should have worn pants. It's the middle of the winter in Ohio.
Oh, come on!
I am warm-blooded and my legs need to breathe, okay?
I don't know how they can breathe through all of that hair.
You're just lucky that you didn't see my armpits. I don't know what you would have said.
Oh.
What's wrong with a girl being natural?
He just said, now to be fair, he did say that that's just not his preference.
But he said that he didn't care what people looked like.
Yeah, I don't care what most parts of people look like, Rita. But also, I don't like when someone cries constantly through dessert.
What were you crying through dessert for, Rita?
Well, I mean, we were just talking about, you know, the way that we grew up and the way that we want to raise kids. And I just thought that our children would be so beautiful that I just started crying a little bit, you know, and it wasn't that much.
Okay, I'm starting to agree with you. She is a little weird.
No, she's just emotional.
Well, I mean, she's... You barely know him, hon, you know, but you should have told her, I just don't want to go out anymore. Why do people not do this?
I don't know.
It's so simple,
yeah.
Woody.
Nancy, it's all out there, and I think we know which way this is going, but do you want to offer it up anyway?
No.
No? Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you guys can see why I'm not really interested right now, and please, Rita, stop texting me.
Well, this is the last time that you will ever hear from me, and I'm going to find myself a nice man who loves the way that I look. So I am going to win this breakup, okay?
Yes, you will, Rita.
Yes. Be positive, girl.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.